that there's no point in having the conversation. I mean, is there a way out?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the founding fathers back in 1776 found a good solution. They just weren't able to hang on to it.
Which was what?
They basically fought the revolution to break free from the Bank of England. They set up an honest monetary system. But the European banks came back on in and said, no, we can't let this go on because, you know, the governments, if they follow the same model, will be without debt. They'll make their own money. They'll break free from our control. In fact, when Abraham Lincoln came up with his greenbacks, the European press excoriated him, saying that this pernicious system of government-created money would destroy every monarchy on earth. And that's why so much of Europe back to the Confederacy. And if it hadn't been for Russia, they probably would have directly invaded. The scam is, you know, we're going to loan you the money to fight all this war. And when the war is over, we're going to loan you more money to rebuild after the war so that you wind up with more or less what you had before it all started, except that the bankers are that much richer. These banks do work with the government to a degree. To try and basically keep the economy stable and moving along, not working too well here in the United States. But they do maintain their independence. As I mentioned before, the Federal Reserve is refusing any kind of an audit and saying, you know, it's none of your business. In fact, there was an attempt to file a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the Federal Reserve, which they defeated by going into court and saying, hey, we're a private company. We're not really part of the government. And so the Freedom of Information Act does not apply to us. Now, do you remember when the former Soviet Union collapsed